federal objectives. You can talk about free education. You can talk about the employment of teachers.
Wait, still another program. Get ready for the Zambian vote. Your voice, your power.
200 days to go before the August 2026 polls. Now debts, high unemployment, high unemployment.
Tune in on Fridays at 10 hours on One Love Radio and watch it live on Diamond TV. Stay informed, stay engaged, stay connected. One Love Radio, inspiring, touching, life-changing radio.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Youth in Action for Disability Inclusion condemns low voter registration statistics. Treasury releases 800 million kwacha in school grants. In international headlines, thousands of pro-government supporters took to the streets in DRC. And in sports, Frida Mukoma returns after 9-month injury layoff. And now the news in detail. The Ministry of Education says the Treasury has released 800 million kwacha in school grants for the second quarter of 2026. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Clive Kalunga says this funding underscores the government's continued commitment to ensuring that education have the resources they need to deliver quality learning experiences to every pupil across the country. Mr. Kalunga states that the grants support schools at all levels and align with the ministry's overarching goal of expanding access to education for all Zambians. He says the release reinforces the government's resolve to keep free education robust and accessible, adding that with the second quarter disbursement, schools can plan ahead, procure necessary teaching and learning materials, maintain safe and conducive learning environments, as well as implement targeted interventions that support learners who require additional assistance. The Lusaka Securities Exchange, LUSE, has officially welcomed Chuma Asset Management Limited as its 10th licensed broker following a bell-ringing ceremony held at Cresta Mkango Gofiu Hotel today. The development marks a significant milestone for Zambia's capital markets, reflecting continued growth and renewed momentum in the sector. The ceremony symbolized a new chapter for the exchange, which has for over three decades played a central role in mobilizing capital, listing companies, and connecting investors to economic opportunities. Speaking on behalf of the Chief Executive Officer of LUSE, Crispin Hatimba described the occasion as a celebration of progress and opportunity within Zambia's financial landscape.
Throughout this journey, one principle has remained very clear, and that is our market grows stronger, deeper, and more resilient with increased participation. Brokers are an essential part of this ecosystem. They serve as an essential link between investors and also opportunities, facilitating access, building confidence, and also driving market activity. Each new broker strengthens market liquidity, enhances competition, and also broadens investor reach. It is therefore with great pleasure that we formally welcome Chuma Asset Management as a 10th licensed on the Lusaka listed broker and the Lusaka Securities Exchange.
Meanwhile, Chief Executive Officer of Chuma Asset Management, Daniel Sitali, says the company is committed to transforming Zambia's investment landscape through innovation and customer-focused services.
So we started our journey with the belief that we could bring a fresh perspective to the capital markets. So that's a fresh perspective in terms of operational efficiency and excellent customer service. And these are the two core pillars of Chuma Asset Management. as a company. So I personally believe that the stock market is one of the greatest wealth creation machines, and I also believe that it has the potential to help millions of ordinary citizens to build their wealth and also reach their financial goals.
Leadership Movement LM Party spokesperson Patson Kasongo says the increase in the number of presidential candidates from 16 in the 2021 general elections to 25 ahead of the 2026 elections shows that people are free to participate in shaping the future of the nation. Speaking in an interview with One Love Radio News, Mr. Kasongo has noted that this is a sign of a strengthened democracy and broader participation, which gives voters a wide range of options. He says this is healthy for competition and accountability, as it will enable candidates speak to real issues.
The increase in the number of presidential candidates from 16 in 2021 general elections to 25 so far ahead of the 2026 elections is a positive sign for Zambia's democracy. When more citizens are willing to contest leadership, it strengthens the foundation of our democracy. At the same time, having more candidates gives voters a wider choice, which is healthy for competition and accountability. It also places a responsibility on candidates to speak to real issues affecting people's lives, like jobs, the cost of living, and service delivery.
Youth in Action for Disability Inclusion says the release of voter registration statistics for persons with disabilities figures are unacceptable and demand urgent redress. Organization Director Ian Banda says out of an estimated 2 million Zambians with disabilities, only 20,000 are registered as voters with disabilities. He has stated that a 1% registration rate is not merely a gap, but is a failure of inclusion. He has alleged that this crisis stems from the ECZ's continued neglect of fundamental accessibility requirements. He has reminded ECZ of their constitutional and moral duty to ensure every eligible citizen can vote, stating that continued inaction amounts to the systematic disenfranchisement of persons with disabilities.
There were challenges also in understanding the importance of voting as persons with disabilities. I talk of the barriers that persons with disabilities face. Those that have got deaf disability, you agree with me that during the time for the voter education, we realized that there were a few staff that were trained on issues around sign language, which we feel also was a gap, which made not to have many persons with disabilities being registered as voters. It also goes to persons who have got blind disability, because all the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ materials, we realize that there's a gap because they're not printed in Braille or large print for our colleagues who have got vision and blind disabilities to read and understand so that they can register as voters.
A Lusaka-based farmer has urged fellow farmers to consider rabbit farming, citing its high profitability and useful byproducts. Marsbeg Shamilimo says rabbit farming is a good farming venture because rabbits have a short gestation period, which enables them to multiply quickly. Speaking when he featured on the neighborhood radio program, Mr. Shamilimo explains that rabbits' byproducts, such as urine, can be used as fertilizer for crop production, thereby increasing profits. He says the market is readily available and has emphasized the need to strengthen marketing efforts in order to fully benefit from the business. And Mr. Shamilimo has appealed to the government to empower more rabbit farmers and educate farming cooperatives on the benefits of this type of farming.
We need to engage people to learn more about farming. It is not just about maize, because we need wheat and shima and everything.
Yeah.
Even little things whereby, if you look at about rabbits, people be like, kuna wakalulu. And if you're increasing on that massive production, even if you're living outside there, you'll not be like, what do you want to do when you leave school? My result is a new house. That becomes a problem. But when we're able to gain knowledge in the field of agriculture, in any other field, it will be able to produce good and competitive people in any other sector. If the government comes in through the extension services, educate the cooperatives, it will be even easier as they move outside there to work on this type of project.
We take a break. Just stay tuned.
The information and
Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who